This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us today. Well, there are master gardeners all over the country. They're trained in horticulture specific to their region, and they also volunteer to share their knowledge and love of gardening with others. And joining us now, Darren Snyder, who is the agriculture and horticultural agent for the Juneau branch of the Cooperative Extension Service. And he's here to tell us about an upcoming class for those who would like to become master gardeners. Boy, this sounds like a wonderful program. Do we have many master gardeners in Southeast Alaska?
Oh yeah, we sure do. I don't have a firm count on it, but over the years, we've had somewhere around 20 or so per year getting trained up for a couple decades now. And as I'll share with you in a bit, I do alternate between years. So, but we've had hundreds of folks get trained up in Southeast Alaska. And we have various levels of activity after people take the course, and look forward to sharing with you about those things that they are up to as well.
Well, it seems like people are kind of master gardeners on their own, sort of people. They're the kind of people that you turn to and say, hey, what did you do about this when there was so much rain? How did you salvage this plant? And so they do that on an informal basis. So what is the benefit of trying to get them into a program and actually get some training?
Yeah, that's a really good point. The term master gardener, I think as soon as somebody made it up in the 70s, probably they went, oh, oops, because there are so many master gardeners, as you say, and the School of Hard Knocks and everywhere else, there are so many ways to becoming, a master in the field. And so it's really just the title of this program. A lot of us think, oh, we wish maybe it would be like extension gardeners or something like that, that's specific to the goals of this program, which is to kind of expand the effectiveness and the impact and the outreach of the Cooperative Extension Services agents, which is what my position is to serve our communities. But through the Master Gardener program, we're able to train up so many others to go out and do the educational goals that the Extension Service has.
Sounds like extension is the operative word, right? You're extending your capabilities. So can you tell me a little bit about the kind of things that once they're trained up, the master gardeners would do?
Yeah. So what we try and focus on are impactful projects that are educational, the master gardeners who have particular interests, they can focus on those interests. And when they take the course, we discuss and design projects, and we create teams if people want to work together on various projects. And and then we kind of gear them up to go ahead and do it. I don't know if you're aware yet, since you're kind of new to the Master Gardener world, but we have a really active and effective Master Gardener Association that here, based here in Juneau, but it's the Southeast Master Gardeners Association. So they are also spearheading various projects and events and activities along with other folks in the community as well.
So how many years have you been with the Cooperative Extension Service here in Juneau?
It's amazing, but they add up. I've been on this since 2008. So we're pushing towards 13, 14 years now. And so a lot of classes.
Wow. So you must have some favorite stories. I know we don't have time to hear them all, but have you got any stories that you could share with us about working with master gardeners?
Well, I'm just constantly amazed at the generosity of the gardening community, and that, people are able to chase their passion in so many different ways, whether it be helping to start up a new community garden and be on the board, or to be the person who's in charge of maintaining the equipment, or working with all the members, to people who are helping me teach these classes. We have this, you know, people with decades of experience here in Southeast Alaska who are eager to share their expertise. And so it's just an ongoing, really lovely community of people who are just making stuff happen here. Some of the projects that people are probably familiar with, but just to remind, and some of my favorites are the Montana Creek Community Garden, which got started in the early 90s before I started in, but those were master gardeners. Since I've been on, we've gotten the Douglas Community Garden going, we have conferences that the master gardeners put on, and various lecture series. And we just actually had the Master Gardener Association board had a planning meeting this weekend, kind of a retreat, and set up a whole, you folks will hear about them, a brown bag series, which is coming up, of lectures, and just really, really active folks. And, you know, I don't know if you've caught, Rhonda, but this year, this class is going to be kind of special and different in that most of what I've been able to offer has been based here in Juneau, face to face with traditional classes in a classroom and workshops and such. But kind of the necessity breeding invention thing, we're riding the wave of this Zoom and online delivery, and creating a hybrid, a mix between delivering this upcoming class primarily on Zoom. And so we'll have classes that people can be highly interactive with the presenters and with the rest of the class, but then they can also be recorded so folks can watch them later if it doesn't work on that Monday evening time slot. And then each community is going to be invited to get a Master Gardener liaison. So let's say you're in Ketchikan, or even our friends who are just on, maybe from Kasan, who would like to go ahead and have a Master Gardener program going there. They can take the course online, and we can set them up for doing face-to-face in community projects, activities, workshops, you know, seed starting clinics, all kinds of great stuff in their own communities. And so it's really allowing us to branch out a lot more just by this necessity of being online. It's like, hey, everybody can join. But I'm keeping the focus in Southeast because it is a unique environment we've got here. It is really challenging and unique for trying to grow stuff.
I'm just thinking about the gardeners right now with all this moisture that's saturating the soils. It'll be kind of an interesting spring if this continues. What kind of a commitment do people who want to enroll in this program have to make?
That's a good question. We have the class itself, so people need to be able to attend the class, and I have a few requirements involved with that. We have a, you know, kind of an exam at the end, and we had nothing too high stakes or high pressure. It's just making sure you're paying attention, and then also to set up a service proposal, what they plan to do as part of their service. The number of hours that we look for is 40 hours of service for somebody to commit to, and we try and help people be successful in accomplishing that. That's also gets people a refund on a portion of their registration, that's about it. You know, we just want people to recognize that this is a little bit more and different than just a class for becoming a better gardener. It's a class for learning more and then wanting to share that out in some form or another with the community. And again, we have people partner up all the time and work together. And so there's no pressure. It's just a matter of just kind of finding what you want to do for others to help out with their gardening. And as with everything, the more you do, the more you give, the more you get. So the people who are having the most fun with this whole thing are the people who are getting most engaged with either, you know, helping out a garden tour, helping out with a plant sale. It's just fun. They're just really nice people and enjoying a lifelong pursuit of, you know, a love of plants and a love of just learning how to work with nature in this challenging environment. And there are so many different interests that this field, you know, allows for. You know, if you're a flowers person or if you're into the design of the landscape, that's a whole area. If you're into foods, you can, that's a whole nother realm. And that's my personal focus is I'm a foodie. I really like to grow food. And enjoy that, but
I guess you have to keep your wife supplied in kale. Is what I'm hearing.
That's right. Yes. Her reputation, I think, is probably going to start getting a little bit bigger on it. I think we had almost 100 plants last year, literally.
Oh my goodness! About the age range of people? I'm presuming that mostly retired people sign up for this, but I know you work in 4-H. So, are you seeing any younger people come into the Master Gardeners program?
Well, there is a whole a junior Master Gardener curriculum, and if folks are interested in that, I'd love for them to get a hold of me. What our primary participants with this are a range of adults, and it can be, you know, younger adults, mid adults, and as well as retirees, and everybody kind of has their own slant on it, what they're interested in, what they want to get out of it. Some of my I know personally some young gardeners who are in the 12, 13 range, and they've got the bug and are doing some great gardening. And so I'm supporting them, supporting some a high school. JDHS has this farm club, and so I'm helping them do indoor growing. And so there are definitely ways that I'd love to help people with their gardening. The Master Gardener program is kind of its own creature, but I also am here to serve whatever other needs people and interests have of all ages.
So in wrapping things up, can you tell us what we need to know if some of what you said has intrigued us and makes us want to get involved? And I will post your flyer up when I post the audio for our interview today. So that'll be up on the KTOO Juneau Afternoon webpage.
Great. The best way is right now is email for me. And that's Darren, Darren.Snyder, Snyder, at alaska.edu. And you should also be able to just Google our office, Juneau Cooperative Extension Service, and find me, Darren, in there. And I'll be happy to help you out with it. This class is running from Monday, coming up on the 21st, so in a couple weeks. And then it's going to run on Monday evenings from 6 until 8:30 and into May. And so a total of pushing 40 hours of training. And then we're going to throw a few Saturdays in there, which find out what works best for the group. And with COVID, we'll figure out whether and how the face-to-face stuff might be able to work.
Well, let's hope that works out, because I think that would be a lot of fun to actually meet some of your fellow Master Gardeners in training in person. Thanks so much. All right.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. Bye-bye.
And that was Darren Snyder, and we want to thank him for coming on today to tell us about the Master Gardeners program.